In Israel, Jews are, of course, in the majority and Arabs in the minority. Arabs represent some 20% of Israel's population. Recently, tensions between the two groups have been growing. Arabs complain of systematic discrimination, including lower budgets for Arab towns and schools and fewer job opportunities. Linda Gradstein reports from the northern Israeli city of Haifa.
Everyone who walks into this falafel stand in the mostly Arab neighborhood of Wadi Nisnas is greeted with a free sample, a piping hot falafel ball dipped in sesame paste. Wissam Jamal says Arab hospitality means welcoming guests with food as soon as they walk in. Jamal says many of his friends have graduated from Israeli universities, but they can't find jobs. That's in part because many Israeli companies require job applicants to have performed military service. Unlike Israeli Jews, Israeli Arabs aren't drafted, and very few volunteer. Jamal says many Israeli Arab youth feel like second-class citizens.
We have a passport, Israeli. We are citizens, just citizens, let's say. You can carry just the passport, what you said, but you are not the equal citizen in this country.
From 1948 until 1966, Arab citizens of Israel needed a permit to move from one area of Israel to another. And today, Israeli Arabs say they continue to live on the periphery of Israeli Jewish society. Jafar Farah directs Musawa, an organization that lobbies for equal rights for Israel's Arab citizens. He says that although 20% of Israel's citizens are Arabs, they receive only 4% of the total state budget.
The result is actually that you have today infant mortality in the Arab community is double than the level in Israel. The poverty of child poverty in the Arab community is about 50% of the Arab kids are living under poverty line today in Israel.
All this has led to increasing frustration. Last month, Arab-Jewish violence broke out in the town of Acre, near Haifa, when an Arab driver drove through Acre's Jewish neighborhood on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. That's the day when all traffic comes to a halt. During 5 days of violence, several Arabs and Jews were wounded and dozens of Arab homes were burned. Jafar Farah says 14 families remain homeless. There was fear that the clashes in Acre could spread to other mixed Arab-Jewish towns like Haifa. But Palestinian artist Abd Abdi, who was born in Haifa in 1942, says that's not likely.
لكن الخلفية الاجتماعية والاقتصادية لسكان حيفا تختلف.
It could happen also in Haifa, but the background of Akka is different than Haifa. In Akka, both the Arabs and the Jewish live in low socioeconomic level, and that's why there is a chance for right-wings groups of the Jewish majority to feed the racism and to make the situation bad.
Polls among Israeli Arabs show that if offered the choice between living in an independent Palestinian state or staying in Israel, they would choose to remain in Israel. But they say that 60 years after independence, it's time for Jewish Israelis to treat them as full citizens of the state. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein, Haifa, Israel.